World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from one of our Canadian studios, here's Leon Fontaine.
Hey everybody, it is so good to have you with me today. I want to dive into the powerful Word of God. And there is something about the Word that has changed my life. Years ago, when I watched Christianity and religion, and I got a chance to kind of travel, and as a preacher's kid, see all the different kinds of pastors and Christians, that as I traveled with my dad and my mom a little bit in other churches and was at conferences and watched pastors come to our church and how they preached, and afterwards we'd get around the table and we would talk about life, and I think I was kind of stunned because so many of them had such crazy beliefs. And I was raised by my parents in the Word. We learned the Word. We understood the covenants. We understood the old covenant, the new covenant. I was taught what happened from the cross to the throne. You know, it's crucial. His death, his burial, his resurrection, and his seated at the right hand of the throne. I was taught this as a young kid and as a young man. And then I was just stunned how pastors, leaders, believers could be all over the map. And I found them so emotionally up and down. And I had never seen that. In my parents as pastors and in the people around us, there was such a strength in knowing the Word about our identity, God's identity, the devil's identity, etc. And who am I? What can I do? And so that really permeates a lot of my teaching. And I find that a lot of people who dig into the Word with us, they're very hard to ruffle. They're very hard to see their emotions be out of control or to be double-minded. The Bible talks about being double-minded, how that we become unstable. When you are double-minded, it creates a plethora of negative emotions because you're not anchored to the truth. You've got this lie pushing at you, or you've got two lies pushing at you and you don't even know any truth. And so there is a way that when you listen to the Word of God, that your mind gets anchored, you get focused on what the Word says, believes, and then something changes in you. And so I want to just dive into this a little bit. I believe it's going to change your life. You might need to listen to this message every day for a week. Take notes, just download it, play it, get a hold of it somehow, and just listen to it a lot, because the Word needs to be planted in your heart. You know, Jesus tells a story that we need to be reminded of, and he says that he teaches in parables. And the reason Jesus told his disciples he teaches in parables is because you get to know the mysteries, you get to know the secrets. But to them, and he means those who do not want to follow Jesus and his ways, he says, to them, it is not for them to know. That is why that these parables, that there is mystery and secrets, not to us as believers. They're there for us to uncover and to know. And Holy Spirit's job is to reveal them to us. He tells a story, a parable in Luke 6:45. And he says, don't call me Lord if you're not going to do what I say. In other words, when we give our life to Jesus Christ, it's more than just getting to heaven when you die. There are principles you can now learn, and these principles are the principles of the kingdom. What Jesus taught and John the Baptist taught all through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when you read following Jesus, was the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And most of the teaching of Jesus, people get confused. It wasn't about how to get to heaven. It was about how to get the kingdom of God to work. And so when you begin to recognize that, you go, when you can't enter the kingdom of God, when you can't enter the kingdom of heaven, you got to read that in context. Is he talking about the place called heaven, or is he talking about the kingdom that was about to be on the planet? And you could get this, you could live in the kingdom. The kingdom is within you. You could walk in kingdom joy, kingdom peace, kingdom health. This kingdom had principles that we could learn to work. And so much of the teachings of Jesus wasn't to make it harder to get saved. That's a gift. You come as messed up or as perfect as you are to accept Jesus. But now to learn the principles. principles of the kingdom is where you walk in such joy and peace and righteousness as an overcomer born of God. Oh, man. So he talks and he says, don't call me Lord if you're not going to walk out the principles that I'm teaching you. He said, it's kind of like this. And he says, two people hear my teaching and they go and build a house. That house represents your life. So we'll use that. Two guys go out and build their homes. One, it says, he obeys what Jesus says. He digs deep and he puts a foundation down, which is what Jesus told him to do. The other guy decided he knew better. So he didn't follow the teachings of Jesus. He did what he thought was easier. He took shortcuts. He did what was desire in his own heart. And so he didn't die to his own opinions. He just thought he was smarter. Isn't that crazy? And so he built his house so quickly, got to where he wanted right away, but he got there with his own strength, his own wisdom, his own ability to build his life. And the other guy obeyed what Jesus said. He built his life, his marriage, his home, his health, his family, his career, his business. He built these on the teachings of Jesus, the principles. And so I could imagine the guy getting his done quickly and looking across the back alley at the guy who's obeying Jesus. And he goes, dude, what's wrong with you? I got my house up. Are you still putting down the foundation? What in the world is wrong with you? He might have made fun of him like so many do today. When people want to know God's word, they want to speak and pray his word. They live their lives according to his word. And so eventually that house was finished. And then it says the storm came. The storm was not stopped from breaking on the house or from blowing against the house. It doesn't say that Jesus stopped the storm from blowing against the guy who obeyed him, his house. It says that the storm blew against both houses. The person who didn't obey him was completely destroyed. Everything he built was completely destroyed. And the other house that obeyed the teachings and the principles of Jesus, it says, couldn't even be shaken. Couldn't even be shaken. Now, this is really important to us because there's so much teaching out there that makes it sound like God, that Jesus allows storms to make you stronger. Now, we know that when storms come, and they're always going to be coming, storms are a part of this planet, part of this world, part of living down here, that when they come, that they're going to blow. They are going to be here. But Jesus said they couldn't shake you. But the teaching that the storm's going to come and make your life stronger, no, it'll make you confident and patient because what you've built will stand the test of time. Your faith, what you know in Christ, every attack that comes your way. As I look back over my life and the last decades of ministry and marriage and family and home, there's such a confidence in me in so many areas because God's word works. That getting up and speaking his word in faith, it did. We outlasted that storm. We were still standing when the storm blew out. I looked around and saw other things destroyed. We literally had moved forward. There's just so many things that, yes, I can have a confidence from that storm. But the storm does not build strength into your house. The guy who built his house on the sayings of Jesus, he was in that house while the storm was blowing, and the storm couldn't shake it. It couldn't move it at all. The storm, by the way, didn't drive the screws in deeper to put the cupboards in place. It didn't stick the shingles on better. The storm didn't put the siding on deeper. The storm, all of that was built by the carpenter, by the man who was obeying the teachings of Jesus, built his life on the teachings of Jesus. So Jesus is saying, don't call me Lord, Lord, and then don't do what I say. And so you've got to find out who you are in Christ, that this power available to you, this grace, it's not you working in your own effort. And even this guy who built his house according to the teachings of Jesus, we think, well, see, it's all our own effort. Oh, no, we're just following the teachings of Jesus. The decisions that we make, how we act, how we deal with business, how we deal with sex, how we deal with our marriages, how we deal with our kids, as we begin to speak God's word, know who we are in Christ, get used to releasing the very ability of God, his grace, his undeserved favor is yours as you begin to believe the new covenant and let go of all the old covenant teaching. Oh man, your life is built on the grace of God. You get your heart established in grace. You begin to go forth and do things, and it's no longer your own effort. It's not no longer your own willpower. It is this grace. And so God's grace is his incredibly effortless power, which works in us. And the Bible says we simply need to believe this. So I want you to know, first of all, that to follow Jesus according to the new covenant, according to his grace, his ability which is in you, it says you've got to believe in it. And so the Word of God helps you to know who you are and what Jesus has done, and that you're seated with him, that you're in Christ, he's in you. And oh, this is tremendous as you begin to walk out the storm.
Even when your situation seems hopeless, there's always hope in God. As a believer, Holy Spirit lives in you, and no matter how dark things may seem, you can overcome anything through him. In Leon's series, Supernatural Strength, learn how to access the strength and power God has provided for your situation. Stand strong, because stubborn faith in him will take you through.
Over the decades of our ministry, we've noticed those who give, they just love greater. You know, love gives. And if you'd like to be a part of the giving family around here that makes this program possible, for a gift of $30 or more, I want to send you this series, Supernatural Strength, How to Stay Strong.
Get your copy of Supernatural Strength today.
I believe that we are to occupy till he comes, that we are to be here winning the lost, that we are to have dominion, that we are to rise up, that we are to do what we are to do. Nowhere in the Bible does it show a defeated church. Does it show that the devil's people are more powerful than God's people, that the devil's kingdom is more powerful than God's kingdom? Oh, we know that the people will become more wicked. That's everywhere, and some countries are worse than others. But what about the Church of Jesus Christ in the midst of wickedness destroying them, and their wickedness destroys them? Their wickedness doesn't destroy us. Our faith and strength is in Christ. We got to get our doctrine straight as you look in the Word of God, or your mind's going to be a mess. You're going to be messed up, afraid, worried. I'm talking to believers today who are so struggling, and it's like this darkness that's coming out of the news, and it's coming out of all these experts and these people. They listen to it 43 times. I was saying the other day in my message that, you know, I like to listen to local news. I want to know the national news, and I want to know the international news. And once I've seen that and got a handle of what's going on, I ain't watching it 43 times, because your focus, it just brings fear into you. Now I want to go live life to the fullest. I want to go speak God's word, build my marriage, home, family, business, church, career. I want to get up and do things for God. I'm not going to be stick glued letting my brain be just permeated by all the prophecies of news anchors, all the prophecies of doctors and scientists, and ain't none of them really agree. We got them disagreeing on a ton of stuff. Why are you taking their word as gospel? Get into God's word, and let's build our lives on the teachings of Christ. He said that whatever storm would blow, it couldn't shake you. This is crucial. So we have got to begin to believe who we are in Christ and what it is that Christ can do in us. Now, I want to take you to a verse in the Bible. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 21, it says that this Jesus will make you complete in every good work to do his will. He is working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I have a question. What's working on the inside of you? What's being allowed into your mind? The Bible says that it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Because if it's God, And that's Philippians 2:13. Let me read that for you too. Philippians 2:13. Because God is working in you to help you want to do and be able to do God's will, God's desire, the work of God, and that which pleases Him. Well, what does please God? Well, He doesn't want you sick. Being sick doesn't please God. Being poor doesn't please God. Not speaking up and taking dominion doesn't please God. You know, the church sometimes forgets that we have the original mandate He gave us in the book of Genesis. And there are two things we should be focused on. And that is that we are to take this gospel to the world, the Great Commission. But we also have the original Genesis mandate, which is that we are to look at this world and we're to subdue it, we're to have dominion over it, we are to multiply. And that's not just talking about Adam and Eve having babies, although that's definitely a part of it. He's talking about rising up and making sure that this planet is the way we want it to be. And I want to challenge you today that what are you speaking? What are you saying? Are you just parroting what the news says and all the negative people? Whatever the government is trying to do to help, let's work to the best of our ability to get through whatever's going on. Let's pray that truth rises up, that truth comes out so that we know what, so we know not just the truth, but the whole truth of what's happening. But now, you as a follower of Christ need to begin to decree God's word over you, over your country, over your city. The Bible teaches us in Timothy, pray for leaders so you could live a great life. Pray for healthcare leaders. Pray for business leaders, education leaders. Pray over the leaders of governments and states and provinces and other countries. Get up and declare that the Word of God says we can have leaders after God's own heart. And so wherever you're listening to this from, whatever city you're in, China, Russia, whatever country, every believer, get up and decree. What is a decree? It is what kings say because they have authority over a country. They decree something and their word is law. Did you know that you have been given authority in Christ, that you are in Christ, He is in you, and that to build the lives we want, a part of this is to win the lost in our cities, our countries, because then we're influencing the thinking and the ideology. When the Church of Jesus Christ stops doing its job, people lose touch with Jesus, salvation. And the enemy's dark side begins to rise up and attack the teaching of Jesus, attack His church, attack. And it is up to you and I to rise up and to be more than conquerors, overcomers, born of God. So how do we pray? We decree the promises of God. Every day as you hear stuff coming at you, you should be declaring, my life is blessed, my family is blessed, my generations are blessed. The leaders that govern my family, from health care to governments to mayors to prime ministers and presidents and kings, depending upon which country you're in, they serve God. God surrounds them with wisdom. If they don't continue with freedom and liberty the way God desires, I pray they are taken out and that we raise up leaders after God's own heart. Pray. Decree, begin to declare the word of God. You can't just with your end times doctrine just go, well, I guess this is the end. I'll just hunker down and run for the mountains with my dried food, my generator, and my three guns. And are you kidding me? Like, really? What does the body of Christ come to when it comes to this? If you even understand modern warfare, they can find you buried 40 feet deep in a mountain. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. We rise up and we are the salt and light in our cities, in our governments, in our businesses, in every area where the Church of Jesus rises up and we continue to occupy till He comes, which means do business, which means do government, which means trade, sell, acquire, own, influence those around us with Jesus, etc. Let's make sure that we're not defeated Christians. And if you've been raised like so many of us in a fearful end times doctrine of, oh my, the Antichrist, the devil, the false prophet, the harlot, the horses, listen, whatever it is that you see in God's word, you'd better see the finished work of Jesus isn't placed aside just because we are somewhere in your end times timetable. We are still the victorious church. We are still rising up to do great things for God. So make sure that you know what that is: death, his burial, his resurrection, and his seated at the right hand of the Father, that you're seated with him. Not only are you in him, but he is in you. And as you take a look at God's word, I want you to remember that if you're going to live in peace and in joy, you see, there are decisions you might have to make in business. There's decisions you might have to make about voting. There might be decisions you have to make about leadership and governments, because the Church of Jesus Christ needs to be involved. God will guide you. But I've got news for you. You will never make right decisions with a spirit of fear. When you allow fear and anxiety, which leads to panic, when you let it in your life, you don't have the peace to be creative and have creative solutions to your existing problems. If you don't have a spirit of faith, then you will make decisions based on fear. Those decisions, even as a follower of Christ, born again, spirit-filled, a child of the King, those decisions that you make, okay, that they literally begin to cause you to go into wrong places. If Jesus is leading us, then we have to hear his voice. But there's someone listening to me right now. You don't hear the voice of Jesus filled with peace, strength, victory. You're listening to the voice of some doctor, scientist, some newscast person, all your friends. You're watching people freaked out, worried, mad, angry. Make sure that you learn to walk in the peace of God. It is in the peace of God that you, your career, your family, your church, everything, that you'll know what decisions to make. God will guide you. God will lead you. Now, even when it comes to our countries, I believe the Church of Jesus Christ should be training governors and prime ministers and presidents and senators and leaders in politics and in business. We should be raising up our kids in our colleges and churches. We should be raising up leaders after God's own heart who know his word and who are brilliant in all these areas, so that we're not always the tail. And it's like this head's always wagging us and we're always fighting to get ahead. No, if we will follow the teachings of Jesus and teach our children who God is and who they are and what gifts and abilities are within them, and how that knowing God and knowing his word will cause their gifts and abilities to rise up. And there are tons of men and women who are called to leadership, whether it's leading provinces, states, countries, healthcare. Let's raise them up with a sense of victory that as you rise up, not only are you here to contribute to society, but you are here to bring strength and direction. And the enemy will push against you. Don't be afraid. Rise up and win elections. Rise up and take companies to places that unsaved leaders could never go, so you can influence those areas. Rise up and invent social media platforms that we can use for the things of God. Let's have a whole new perspective on who the Church of Jesus Christ is. And that way, and by the way, as you begin to decree what God's word says about you, get back into the word, you are going to find that you're walking in peace. You're going to find that the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. Today's got enough problems. Tomorrow will have its own problems. In other words, do what you can do and then pray and declare God's word over the rest and be at peace about it. I found that as I get certain people around me and they just got, they go deeper and deeper and deeper to the power of the enemy and how we're going to lose everything forever and we got to do something. Oh, I believe in doing something. You bet. But I am not going to be in fear. While I'm doing what God's called me to do with our churches and television channels and schools and everything else, I am also going to be praying so that today when I go home, I'm at peace. If you really want to know one of the powerful things to end this, every believer, while they're doing their work and doing what God's leading you to do to combat whatever storms are coming, but at the same time, you need to go home and laugh and love and let your kids see joy and peace. You need to have joy in your marriage, your church. You need to have joy in your park, in your town, your backyard. You are to live in joy because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You're to be at peace. Refuse fear. Refuse this anger and worry and stress. Let's get up and walk in the love of Jesus to others around us, but let them see a strength that they just shake their head at. It's not a strength that comes from burying our head in the sand like an ostrich. Oh no, We're doing things. We vote. We get involved in the political process. We will write letters, make phone calls. We will raise up leaders with our churches and schools. Oh, no, no, we're not our head buried in the sand. But we also refuse to give a spirit of fear, because a spirit of fear torments. But a spirit of faith, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind in the midst of whatever storm is blowing. You still rejoice. He's preparing a table before you in the very presence of every enemy, meaning you're eating, laughing, loving, and enjoying life even as you take on another storm, and we win and we keep going. Well, I pray that God's word has touched you. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, just pray this prayer right now. Just say, Jesus, I choose to trust in you. Come into my heart, my life. From today and on, I want to learn your ways, and I want to follow your voice and your word. I declare Jesus is my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Let us know you made that decision. Let us know that you're now following Christ so we can help you out and keep following this program. We'll show you on the screens where you can be following us on social media. Go to our .coms for more teaching, our apps. There's so many ways you can just take this kind of a positive, powerful word of God and get it on the inside of you and be who you now is. God bless you.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching The Spirit Contemporary Life with Leon Fontaine. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource. World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from one of our Canadian studios, here's Leon Fontaine.
Hey, everybody, it is so good to have you with me today. I want to dive into the powerful Word of God. And there is something about the Word that has changed my life. Years ago, when I watched Christianity and religion, and I got a chance to kind of travel and, as a preacher's kid, see all the different kinds of pastors and Christians, that as I traveled with my dad and my mom a little bit in other churches and was at conferences and watched pastors come to our church and how they preached, and afterwards we'd get around the table and we would talk about life, and I think I was kind of stunned because so many of them had such crazy beliefs. And I was raised by my parents in the Word. We learned the Word. We understood the covenants. We understood the old covenant, the new covenant. I was taught what happened from the cross to the throne. You know, it's crucial. His death, his burial, his resurrection, and his seated at the right hand of the throne. I was taught this as a young kid and as a young man. And then I was just stunned how pastors, leaders, believers could be all over the map. And I found them so emotionally up and down. And I had never seen that. In my parents as pastors and in the people around us, there was such a strength in knowing the Word about our identity, God's identity, the devil's identity, etc. And who am I? What can I do? And so that really permeates a lot of my teaching. And I find that a lot of people who dig into the Word with us, they're very hard to ruffle. They're very hard to see their emotions be out of control or to be double-minded. The Bible talks about being double-minded and how that we become unstable. When you are double-minded, it creates a plethora of negative emotions because you're not anchored to the truth. You've got this lie pushing at you, or you've got two lies pushing at you, and you don't even know any truth. And so there is a way that when you listen to the Word of God, that your mind gets anchored, you get focused on what the Word says, believes, and then something changes in you. And so I want to just dive into this a little bit. I believe it's going to change your life. You might need to listen to this message every day for a week. Take notes, just download it, play it, get a hold of it somehow, and just listen to it a lot, because the Word needs to be planted in your heart. You know, Jesus tells a story that we need to be reminded of, and he says that he teaches in parables. And the reason Jesus told his disciples he teaches in parables is because you get to know the mysteries. You get to know the secrets. But to them, and he means those who do not want to follow Jesus and his ways, he says, to them, it is not for them to know. That is why that these parables, that there is mystery and secrets, not to us as believers. They're there for us to uncover and to know. And Holy Spirit's job is to reveal them to us. He tells a story, a parable in Luke 6:45. And he says, don't call me Lord if you're not going to do what I say. In other words, when we give our life to Jesus Christ, it's more than just getting to heaven when you die. There are principles you can now learn, and these principles are the principles of the kingdom. What Jesus taught and John the Baptist taught all through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when you read following Jesus, was the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And most of the teaching of Jesus, people get confused. It wasn't about how to get to heaven. It was about how to get the kingdom of God to work. And so when you begin to recognize that, you go, when you can't enter the kingdom of God, when you can't enter the kingdom of heaven, you got to read that in context. Is he talking about the place called heaven, or is he talking about the kingdom that was about to be on the planet? And you could get this, you could live in the kingdom. The kingdom is within you. You could walk in kingdom joy, kingdom peace, kingdom health. This kingdom had principles that we could learn to work. And so much of the teachings of Jesus wasn't to make it harder to get saved. That's a gift. You come as messed up or as perfect as you are to accept Jesus. But now to learn the principles of the kingdom is where you walk in such joy and peace and righteousness as an overcomer born of God. Oh, man. So he talks and he says, don't call me Lord if you're not going to walk out the principles that I'm teaching you. He said, it's kind of like this. And he says, two people hear my teaching and they go and build a house. That house represents your life. So we'll use that. Two guys go out and build their homes. One, it says, he obeys what Jesus says. He digs deep and he puts a foundation down, which is what Jesus told him to do. The other guy decided he knew better. So he didn't follow the teachings of Jesus. He did what he thought was easier. He took shortcuts. He did what was desire in his own heart. And so he didn't die to his own opinions. He just thought he was smarter. Isn't that crazy? And so he built his house so quickly, got to where he wanted right away, but he got there with his own strength, his own wisdom, his own ability to build his life. And the other guy obeyed what Jesus said. He built his life, his marriage, his home, his health, his family, his career, his business. He built these on the teachings of Jesus, the principles. And so I could imagine the guy getting his done quickly and looking across the back alley at the guy who's obeying Jesus. And he goes, dude, what's wrong with you? I got my house up. Are you still putting down the foundation? What in the world is wrong with you? He might have made fun of him like so many do today. When people want to know God's word, they want to speak and pray his word. They live their lives according to his word. And so eventually that house was finished. And then it says the storm came. The storm was not stopped from breaking on the house or from blowing against the house. It doesn't say that Jesus stopped the storm from blowing against the guy who obeyed him, his house. It says that the storm blew against both houses. The person who didn't obey him was completely destroyed. Everything he built was completely destroyed. And the other house that obeyed the teachings and the principles of Jesus, it says, couldn't even be shaken. Couldn't even be shaken. Now, this is really important to us because there's so much teaching out there that makes it sound like God, that Jesus allows storms to make you stronger. Now, we know that when storms come, and they're always going to be coming, storms are a part of this planet, part of this world, part of living down here, that when they come, that they're going to blow. They are going to be here. But Jesus said they couldn't shake you. But the teaching that the storm's going to come and make your life stronger, no, it'll make you confident and patient because what you've built will stand the test of time. Your faith, what you know in Christ, every attack that comes your way. As I look back over my life and the last decades of ministry and marriage and family and home, there's such a confidence in me in so many areas because God's word works. That getting up and speaking his word in faith, it did. We outlasted that storm. We were still standing when the storm blew out. I looked around and saw other things destroyed. We literally had moved forward. There's just so many things that, yes, I can have a confidence from that storm. But the storm does not build strength into your house. The guy who built his house on the sayings of Jesus, he was in that house while the storm was blowing, and the storm couldn't shake it. It couldn't move it at all. The storm, by the way, didn't drive the screws in deeper to put the cupboards in place. It didn't stick the shingles on better. The storm didn't put the siding on deeper. The storm, no, all of that was built by the carpenter, by the man who was obeying the teachings of Jesus, built his life on the teachings of Jesus. So Jesus is saying, don't call me Lord, Lord, and then don't do what I say. And so you've got to find out who you are in Christ, that this power available to you, this grace, it's not you working in your own effort. And even this guy who built his house according to the teachings of Jesus, we think, well, see, it's all our own effort. Oh, no, we're just following the teachings of Jesus. The decisions that we make, how we act, how we deal with business, how we deal with sex, how we deal with our marriages, how we deal with our kids, as we begin to speak God's word, know who we are in Christ, get used to releasing the very ability of God. His grace, his undeserved favor is yours. As you begin to believe the new covenant and let go of all the old covenant teaching, oh man, your life is built on the grace of God. You get your heart established in grace. You begin to go forth and do things, and it's no longer your own effort. It's not no longer your own willpower. It is this grace. And so God's grace is his incredibly effortless power, which works in us. And the Bible says we simply need to believe this. So I want you to know, first of all, that to follow Jesus according to the new covenant, according to his grace, his ability which is in you, it says you've got to believe in it. And so the word of God helps you to know who you are and what Jesus has done and that you're seated with him, that you're in Christ, he's in you. And oh, this is tremendous as you begin to walk out the storm.
Even when your situation seems hopeless, there's always hope in God. As a believer, Holy Spirit lives in you, and no matter how dark things may seem, you can overcome anything through him. In Leon's series, Supernatural Strength, learn how to access the strength and power God has provided for your situation. Stand strong, because stubborn faith in him will take you through.
Over the decades of our ministry, we've noticed those who give, they just love greater. You know, love gives. And if you'd like to be a part of the giving family around here that makes this program possible, for a gift of $30 or more, I want to send you this series, Supernatural Strength, How to Stay Strong.
Get your copy of Supernatural Strength today.
I believe that we are to occupy till he comes, that we are to be here winning the lost, that we are to have dominion, that we are to rise up, that we are to do what we are to do. Nowhere in the Bible does it show a defeated church. Does it show that the devil's people are more powerful than God's people, that the devil's kingdom is more powerful than God's kingdom? Oh, we know that the people will become more wicked. That's everywhere, and some countries are worse than others. But what about the Church of Jesus Christ in the midst of wickedness destroying them, and their wickedness destroys them? Their wickedness doesn't destroy us. Our faith and strength is in Christ. We got to get our doctrine straight as you look in the Word of God, or your mind's going to be a mess. You're going to be messed up, afraid, worried. I'm talking to believers today who are so struggling, and it's like this darkness that's coming out of the news, and it's coming out of all these experts and these people. They listen to it 43 times. I was saying the other day in my message that, you know, I like to listen to local news. I want to know the national news. And I want to know the international news. And once I've seen that and got a handle on what's going on, I ain't watching it 43 times, because your focus, it just brings fear into you. Now I want to go live life to the fullest. I want to go speak God's word, build my marriage, home, family, business, church, career. I want to get up and do things for God. I'm not going to be stick glued letting my brain be just permeated by all the prophecies of news anchors, all the prophecies of doctors and scientists, and ain't none of them really agree. We got them disagreeing on a ton of stuff. Why are you taking their word as gospel? Get into God's word and let's build our lives on the teachings of Christ. He said that whatever storm would blow, it couldn't shake you. This is crucial. So we have got to begin to believe who we are in Christ and what it is that Christ can do in us. Now, I want to take you to a verse in the Bible. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 21, it says that this Jesus will make you complete in every good work to do his will. He is working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I have a question. What's working on the inside of you? What's being allowed into your mind? The Bible says that it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Because if it's God, in that Philippians 2:13, let me read that for you too. Philippians 2:13, because God is working in you to help you want to do and be able to do God's will, God's desire, the work of God, and that which pleases him. Well, what does please God? Well, he doesn't want you sick. Being sick doesn't please God. Being poor doesn't please God. Not speaking up and taking dominion doesn't please God. You know, the church sometimes forgets that we have the original mandate he gave us in the book of Genesis. And there are two things we should be focused on, and that is that we are to take this gospel to the world, the Great Commission. But we also have the original Genesis mandate, which is that we are to look at this world and we're to subdue it, we're to have dominion over it, we are to multiply. And that's not just talking about Adam and Eve having babies, although that's definitely a part of it. He's talking about rising up and making sure that this planet is the way we want it to be. And I want to challenge you today that what are you speaking? What are you saying? Are you just parroting what the news says and all the negative people? Whatever the government is trying to do to help, let's work to the best of our ability to get through whatever's going on. Let's pray that truth rises up, that truth comes out so that we know what, so we know not just the truth, but the whole truth of what's happening. But now, you as a follower of Christ need to begin to decree God's word over you, over your country, over your city. The Bible teaches us in Timothy, pray for leaders so you could live a great life. Pray for healthcare leaders. Pray for business leaders, education leaders. Pray over the leaders of governments and states and provinces and other countries. Get up and declare that the Word of God says we can have leaders after God's own heart. And so wherever you're listening to this from, whatever city you're in, China, Russia, whatever country, every believer, get up and decree. What is a decree? It is what kings say because they have authority over a country. They decree something and their word is law. Did you know that you have been given authority in Christ, that you are in Christ, He is in you, and that to build the lives we want, a part of this is to win the lost in our cities, our countries, because then we're influencing the thinking and the ideology. When the Church of Jesus Christ stops doing its job, people lose touch with Jesus, salvation, and the enemy's dark side begins to rise up and attack the teaching of Jesus, attack His church, attack. And it is up to you and I to rise up and to be more than conquerors, overcomers, born of God. So how do we pray? We decree the promises of God. Every day as you hear stuff coming at you, you should be declaring, my life is blessed, my family is blessed, my generations are blessed. The leaders that govern my family, from health care to governments to mayors to prime ministers and presidents and kings, depending upon which country you're in, they serve God. God surrounds them with wisdom. If they don't continue with freedom and liberty the way God desires, I pray they are taken out and that we raise up leaders after God's own heart. Pray. Decree, begin to declare the word of God. You can't just with your end times doctrine just go, well, I guess this is the end. I'll just hunker down and run for the mountains with my dried food, my generator, and my three guns. And are you kidding me? Like, really? What does the body of Christ come to when it comes to this? If you even understand modern warfare, they can find you buried 40 feet deep in a mountain. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. We rise up and we are the salt and light in our cities, in our governments, in our businesses, in every area where the Church of Jesus rises up and we continue to occupy till He comes, which means do business, which means do government, which means trade, sell, acquire, own, influence those around us with Jesus, etc. Let's make sure that we're not defeated Christians. And if you've been raised, like so many of us, in a fearful end times doctrine of, oh my, the Antichrist, the devil, the false prophet, the harlot, the horses, listen, whatever it is that you see in God's word, you'd better see the finished work of Jesus isn't placed aside just because we are somewhere in your end times timetable. We are still the victorious church. We are still rising up to do great things for God. So make sure that you know what that is: death, His burial, His resurrection, and His seated at the right hand of the Father. Father, that you're seated with Him. Not only are you in Him, but He is in you. And as you take a look at God's word, I want you to remember that if you're going to live in peace and in joy, you see, there are decisions you might have to make in business. There's decisions you might have to make about voting. There might be decisions you have to make about leadership and governments, because the Church of Jesus Christ needs to be involved. God will guide you. But I've got news for you. You will never make right decisions with a spirit of fear. When you allow fear and anxiety, which leads to panic, when you let it in your life, you don't have the peace to be creative and have creative solutions to your existing problems. If you don't have a spirit of faith, then you will make decisions based on fear. Those decisions, even as a follower of Christ, born again, spirit-filled, a child of the King, those decisions that you make, okay, that they literally begin to cause you to go into wrong places. If Jesus is leading us, then we have to hear His voice. But there's someone listening to me right now, you don't hear the voice of Jesus filled with peace, strength, victory. You're listening to the voice of some doctor, scientist, some newscast person, all your friends. You're watching people freaked out, worried, mad, angry. Make sure that you learn to walk in the peace of God. It is in the peace of God that you, your career, your family, your church, everything, that you'll know what decisions to make. God will guide you. God will lead you. Now, even when it comes to our countries, I believe the Church of Jesus Christ should be training governors and prime ministers and presidents and senators and leaders in politics and in business. We should be raising up our kids in our colleges and churches. We should be raising up leaders after God's own heart who know His Word and who are brilliant in all these areas so that we're not always the tail. And it's like this head's always wagging us and we're always fighting to get ahead. No, if we will follow the teachings of Jesus and teach our children who God is and who they are and what gifts and abilities are within them and how that knowing God and knowing His Word will cause their gifts and abilities to rise up. And there are tons of men and women who are called to leadership, whether it's leading provinces, states, countries, healthcare. Let's raise them up with a sense of victory that as you rise up, not only are you here to contribute to society, but you are here to bring strength and direction. And the enemy will push against you. Don't be afraid. Rise up and win elections. Rise up and take companies to places that unsaved leaders could never go so you can influence those areas. Rise up and invent social media platforms that we can use for the things of God. Let's have a whole new perspective on who the Church of Jesus Christ is. And that way, and by the way, as you begin to decree what God's Word says about you, get back into the Word, you are going to find that you're walking in peace. You're going to find that the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. Today's got enough problems. Tomorrow will have its own problems. In other words, do what you can do, and then pray and declare God's Word over the rest and be at peace about it. I found that as I get certain people around me, and they just got, they go deeper and deeper and deeper to the power of the enemy and how we're going to lose everything forever and we got to do something. Oh, I believe in doing something, you bet. But I am not going to be in fear. While I'm doing what God's called me to do with our churches and television channels and schools and everything else, I am also going to be praying so that today when I go home, I'm at peace. If you really want to know one of the powerful things to end this, every believer, while they're doing their work and doing what God's leading you to do, to combat whatever storms are coming, but at the same time, you need to go home and laugh and love and let your kids see joy and peace. You need to have joy in your marriage, your church. You need to have joy in your park, in your town, your backyard. You are to live in joy because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You're to be at peace. Refuse fear. Refuse this anger and worry and stress. Let's get up and walk in the love of Jesus to others around us, but let them see a strength that they just shake their head at. It's not a strength that comes from burying our head in the sand like an ostrich. Oh no, we're doing things. We vote. We get involved in the political process. We will write letters, make phone calls. We will raise up leaders with our churches and schools. Oh no, no, we're not our head buried in the sand, but we also refuse to give a spirit of fear, because a spirit of fear torments, but a spirit of faith, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind in the midst of whatever storm is blowing. You still rejoice. He's preparing a table before you in the very presence of every enemy, meaning you're eating, laughing, loving, and enjoying life, even as you take on another storm, and we win and we keep going. Well, I pray that God's Word has touched you. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, just pray this prayer right now. Just say, Jesus, I choose to trust in You. Come into my heart, my life. From today and on, I want to learn Your ways, and I want to follow Your voice and Your Word. I declare Jesus is my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Let us know you made that decision. Let us know that you're now following Christ so we can help you out and keep following this program. We'll show you on the screens where you can be following us on social media. Go to our .coms for more teaching, our apps. There's so many ways you can just take this kind of a positive, powerful Word of God and get it on the inside of you and be who you now is. God bless you.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you.
Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching The Spirit Contemporary Life with Leon Fontaine. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource.